now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland, and I am your host for this program. I think you're going to enjoy it. Today we're going to talk about some very important things, the kind of questions that people ask a pastor. Now, before I start getting into the questions, I want to mention a couple of preliminary things. First of all, the program is called Talk to a Pastor. I am a pastor, and I've been on the air for 21 years offering advice. I've written 10 books, and I also have a Talk to a Pastor online site where you can actually talk to me online. Now, a lot of people have issues. A lot of people have questions. People need to talk to somebody. A lot of times people say, I need to talk to someone. I need to talk to somebody. Or I need to talk to a pastor. Well, basically what people want to do is they want to talk to a caring person. So you don't have to be a Christian. You can be an atheist. You can be an agnostic. You can be an anything. You can be a Buddhist. But you want to talk to someone caring. Someone who's interested in spiritual care. Someone who's thought. And someone who has some, credentials. Someone who has an interest in the subject and who has studied the subject or who has thought about it deeply. You see what I mean? So, pastor certainly comes to mind. Then, of course, there are people who are Christian and they definitely want to talk to a pastor when they have issues. So, let's go ahead with the program. Oh, if you want to go to my site, let's say you have an issue, you have a question you want to ask a pastor, you're interested in pastoral counseling. Well, then all you have to do is go to my website, and the easiest way to get there is go to mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com, and there you can get a hold of me. Now, there is a small fee for it. The small fee is 50 cents a minute, which is what? $15 for half an hour. That's not a lot of money. And I always have provision. I've always said, if you can't afford anything, then I'll answer your question anyway. If you can only afford a small amount, we'll work something out. So I've always said that, because there are people who honestly can't afford anything. I won't turn them away, but there are people who can afford something. If you can afford a Big Mac, if you can afford to rent a couple of videos for the weekend, or DVDs rather, I mean. If you can afford, to buy a music CD or download some music, a few tunes from the internet, well, then you can afford to talk to a pastor. 15 minutes with me is worth 20 hours with anybody. It's worth 100, 1,000 hours with just about anybody else. So 15 minutes is what, $7.50? That's not very much. You can chat with me. In other words, live chat where you type something and then I respond by typing and then you type something and I type something. Or you can talk to me on the phone. You can, and it's through live person, so it's anonymous. It's anonymous, which is really cool. Live person is, it's really a great service. It's a community of experts that answer professionals. They verify the credentials of their professional counselor. So if you want to talk to a pastor, you can go to mypastorchat.com. Now let's start with the questions. A question recently came in from a lady that I've been living with my boyfriend now for quite a while. He had some issues with his mom and his dad. So we've been living together. And will God forgive us if we get married as soon as we can? Because she said, oh, by the way, she said, I know that as a Christian, I know we're not supposed to live together. We're supposed to be married. So will God forgive us if we get married after we save a little bit of money, if we get married as soon as we can? Well, the answer is, of course he will. Of course he will. In fact, I think he'd be glad if you're getting married. He likes that sort of thing. However, there are a couple of tangential issues I want to touch on the subject of living together. And I will do so after this break. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet today's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Pastor Roland, and here I am, a very mellow pastor indeed. And I will talk to you about life's most important issues. If you have a question you want to ask a pastor, this program is recorded, so you cannot call now, but you can reach me at mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com. And there's a big button right there on the page. Well, when you go to the site, there's a lot of free resources. We have a lot of free resources. Meditation, books to read for free, articles to read for free, audio to listen to, all the audio archives, all free. However, if you want pastoral counseling, you know, professional pastoral counseling, and you click on the big live person button, you go there, and then you can connect with me and talk to me. Yes, the fee is 50 cents a minute, which, you know, it's not a lot of money in today's day and age. And as I've said, if you can't afford that, then, you know, email me. Go to my website. There's a place where you can email me, and we'll work something out. I'll answer your question. If you have a sincere and thoughtful question, you can't afford anything, then I'll answer your question. Okay, I can't be more fair than that. Now, let's talk about, I said, before the break, lady said, my boyfriend and I have been living together for a while. He had some issues with his parents, so he moved out. I guess they must be young. She didn't tell me. I'm assuming they're young. And she said, I know we're not supposed to be living together. Will God forgive us if we save a little money and get married as soon as possible? She said, and the answer is yes, God is very forgiving. God is very forgiving. In fact, he's glad you're getting married. But there's a couple of other issues. First of all, let's talk about living together. Let's talk about living together. A lot of people are doing that. In fact, some very dear people in my family are living together. See, they've been together for a long, long time. And I know that they are both very nice and they love each other. So I know that's a big thing nowadays. A lot of people are doing that. So therefore, I'm just going to take it as a given that a lot of people are living together, okay? But the question is, why is it that, what is it that's less than opt about living together? Well, I've written a book called My Husband and I Argue All the Time, Time-Tested Truths for Healing Relationships. It's an excellent book. I talk about it in there, and I've got some articles. And I'm working on a brand new book, fabulous, it's going to be over 300 pages, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, Making Relationships Work. It's going to be fabulous. But I'll give you a few hints. First of all, what's the problem with living? What's the problem with living together? Well, the problem is that men, men are supposed to be noble. Men are supposed to be noble. In other words, a man is supposed to be the Moses, the David, see, the Paul, the Jeremiah, the George Washington of the family. See? In fact, in the eyes of the children, in the eyes of children, father stands in for God. So he's very important. Father is very, very important. So if he is going to be the George Washington of the family, the Moses, the David of the family, the Paul of the family, you see, the Abraham of the family, then he's got to have honor. See, ideally he should be a man of impeccable honor and never fail. He's always there, always cheerful. See, always stands for what's right. Yes, he knows what's right. He knows in his heart what's right. He stands for it. He stands for principle. He stands for something. See, and he's thoughtful and wise. But he also has a twinkle in his eye, so he's not angry. See, he doesn't lord it over people and pressure them and, you know, force them to conform and, you know, all that sort of thing. But by standing for what's right, by standing for what is just and for what is fair, he makes it crystal clear what the right is, see? Then the family has a choice, a free will choice. They can either go with father, see? They can side with father. They can love what is right because he loves what is right. They can love what is right, and that's good for them and it's good for their soul, see? Or they can rebel. They can rebel, and they can go away and do what's not right. You see what I mean? Now, a lot of people do rebel. Now, a lot of times the reason why they rebel is because father didn't stand for what's right, or he stood in the wrong way. He stood angrily. See, he spoke up, but he spoke up angrily. Or he was mean. See, or he wasn't there for them. Or he was wimpy. See, a lot of fathers know what's right. See, dads, husbands. I keep saying father, but I mean husband and dad. They know what's right, but they're wimpy. See, so it's the family to rebel. See, it tempts mom to take charge, become the boss of the family. It tempts the kids to rebel, either rebel against mom's authority or rebel against the hypocrisy. See, rebel against something. See how that works? So dad ought not to be a temptation. See, if he doesn't stand for what's right, see, with firmness, but also with a twinkle in his eye, with resolve, not with anger, then he's a temptation. It's that simple. All right, so now having said all of that, can you see now what's wrong with living together? See, the boy, or the young man, I mean, the young man, he needs to have honor, and he needs to get off on the right foot, see, by standing for something. See, and when he gets married, he's affirming a commitment that he's going to live honorably. See, so that's why it's so important. Okay, I'll be right back after this message. Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals. But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pastor Roland. The program is Talk to a Pastor. We're talking about relationships. You want to go to my website. If you want to talk to a pastor, you can talk to me by going to my website, which is www.mypastorchat.com. Now, I was saying, we were talking about a young lady, about the kind of questions that I get, and I recently got a question. In fact, today, a question came in from a young lady. She said, my boyfriend and I have been living together. He had some issues with his parents, so he moved out. He moved in with me. We're living together. Will God forgive us if we save a little money and get married as soon as we can? I know we're not supposed to be living together. So the question comes up, why? What's wrong with living together? Well, and I said that a lot of people do nowadays. In fact, even some people in my own family are living together, and I know they love each other, and they're very nice people. So what's the issue? Well, I'm trying to show you that there's something deep involved. See, there's something very deep involved. And incidentally, getting married properly and not being promiscuous, being promiscuous and getting married properly. You know, that's something that's somehow been seen to be important in all decent societies, all decent cultures. Not all cultures are decent, you know, but ones that are decent, or at least halfway decent, throughout history, they've all said that that's the way to go. See, they encourage marriage. Well, there's a reason for it. It's not just because they're mean. There's a reason for it. And I'm trying to give you the deeper reason. So why would I say then it's better if you get married rather than live together? Why do I say that? Because I mean? No, because I can see that it's good for you. It's good for you as a wife. It's good for you as a husband. It's good for your marriage in the long run. It's good for your relationship in the long run if you do. Okay? Now, why? I said, well, first of all, a man has to have honor. So if he's not going to take advantage of a young lady, then first he ought to get married, be responsible, make a commitment. See? That's what he ought to do. And if he doesn't, see, let's suppose he doesn't. Okay, he doesn't. What, does she respect him? No. And later on, is she going to wonder? Is she going to feel insecure? Yes. See? And is she going to wonder if somebody else comes along, will he still be with me when I get a little bit older or something? Maybe not. See, so she feels insecure. And somehow deep down she knows that he took advantage, he was selfish. Now, yes, she allowed it to happen, which wasn't too good, but a lot of ladies, they figure, well, I have to go along with him. Otherwise, since so many other ladies nowadays are not proper, then he'll find somebody else. So, but she's hoping in her heart, see, if she's a decent lady, she's hoping in her heart that if she gives herself to him, that he will become the noble knight in shining armor that she needs. See, eventually, you get married, you know, you have fun, it's enjoyable, you have your pleasures, you have your honeymoon, you have the early years, and it's a lot of fun. But as the years pass, the man is supposed to become more fatherly. See, he becomes more fatherly. Because most women are looking for the father they've never known. Their father wasn't there for them. So if he just shacks up with a lady before getting married, he's getting off on the wrong foot. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Okay, now you men see where I'm coming from. So if you just lived, well, she knows at some level that you're just, you're taking advantage, you're putting one toe in the water, you're not fully committed, maybe 99% committed, but there's 1% of you that isn't. And believe me, she's very much aware of that 1%. Now, it could also happen that she will start to resent you and she'll start to think, well, he's just like all men. He took advantage of me. He's only interested in one thing. See, that's what she's going to start thinking. See, taking advantage. Doesn't want to make a commitment. Makes her feel insecure. She resents you. So it's much better to get off on the right foot. So that's what I have to say about that. See, that's some definite food for thought right there for you. See, you always thought, well, they just say you should get married because, you know, they're mean or something. No, not at all. Now, some people don't want to get married because they saw their parents fighting. A lot of people have seen their parents fighting, and they said, I don't want to fight. I don't want to have, you know, the unhappiness and fighting and so forth that I saw in my parents. So they think that by just living together, they can avoid that. And probably in the back of their mind, they're thinking, plus, I can always just, you know, step out when... If it doesn't work out, I can just leave. See, that's what they're thinking. Well, that's not good. Okay. Plus, talk to your friends that are just living together. You'll find out they fight just as much. It's worse. See, it's actually worse than being married. Because not only is there are the same dynamics going on, but there's a lack of honor. See, now you men, you want to be respected, right? All right, so you know what to do. You have to be honorable. You have to stand for what's right. You have to be right. You have to have honor. You have to have commitment. See, through thick and thin. All right, so there's a question. Now let's see, how about another question here? Let me see if I can come up with another question here. Well, here's another question. Somebody asked about dreams. They said, I had a dream that my grandfather came, and he told me, we had a long conversation, and he said that I was supposed to clean up my act, and I've kind of been thinking about cleaning up my act lately, and it was a very vivid dream. It seemed more than just a regular dream. So he was wondering if that could be his real grandfather coming in his dream. Well, the answer is, now this is just speculation on my part. It's just speculation. But I think for the most part, most part our dreams were simply working through something that we've been dealing with. You know, if you're struggling with bills all day, or you know, then at night you might be struggling with bills in your dream. You see what I mean? Things, issues that we're dealing with, they kind of come up in our dreams. It's a way of kind of working through them sometimes. Yes, and the other question he had, he said, does God talk to us in our dreams? The answer is, usually he doesn't. He can. Remember, in the Bible, there were a couple of instances. For example, I think it was an angel that appeared it to Joseph in a dream and told him he should leave for, you know, Egypt, escape. And so he did. So, yeah, things can be communicated to us from, you know, from the heavenly abode in our dreams. But for the most part, no. And it's not a real relative. See, it's not the real person that comes to us in our dream either. It's it's imagination. Could be a spirit of some sort, but most likely it wouldn't be a good spirit. But so how does God communicate with us then? I'll tell you how He communicates with us.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Oh, I've run out of time. Well, I'll tell you how He communicates. He communicates with us by way of our conscience, what we know in our heart. What you wordlessly know is right. That's how He communicates with us. By way of what we know in our heart, what you wordlessly know in your heart. That's the way He communicates with us, by way of conscience. All right, this is the program. It's exciting. Ran out of time. It's called Talk to a Pastor. Go to my website and talk to me there. www.mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. This is Pastor Roland. We'll see you again next week or at my website. Until then, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.